my friend. It's wonderful to take a little time with you today. And I don't always identify the time of year, but it seems important to say this is right now as I sit with you. And I'm sitting in a blazing sun, but it's very cold outside. Chickadees are in feeding, and I haven't had to scare off too many blue jays, so I'm trying to be a peaceful participant in their breakfast here today. This is wintertime, and this is 3 days before Christmas. But this reflection actually goes on and on and on and on, even though it's very immediate right now. Within our tradition and others, there are beautiful ways of noting a series of days for prayer and reflection. And we think of them in our Roman tradition, Christian tradition, as triduums, as 3 days. The great triduum is before Easter. But there's a great triduum right now that you and I can celebrate before Christmas. You might be sitting by a window too, or you might be watching others being fed, as I am. Or you and I might be conscious of the hungers in our world. I think any one of us would admit, and this is not a political statement, but it's a fact of time that we're in, trying to reestablish civil ways of leading and having a consciousness of the needs of many, not only a few. That was very often the case in the life of the Hebrew people, the Israelites, before Jesus arrived, and during the time of Christ, it was certainly true. There was a strain over populations and who was in charge, and Jesus was born of Mary and carried with Joseph into Egypt because of the strain around the possibility of a certain king, Herod, wanting to get after him. The dangers of being perceived as someone who might make a difference and shift things is significant. So that's part of the backdrop of hearing our readings today. Because for me, they're beautiful and wonderful and so worthy of taking time. Isaiah lets us know, though he was not so much thinking of a virgin or someone like Mary, that a young woman would conceive and bear a son. And this son will be called Emmanuel. Sisters and brothers, this isn't a cozy statement. This is an incredibly strong, powerful, as well as peaceful presence proclaimed in our midst. As we these next couple days, or wherever you are right now, in whatever cycle you might be listening to this, we might ask ourselves a couple questions. Am I coming to this time looking for God? And how might I be looking for God? And while knowing that that's more than just a worthy question, I think it's the door that opens to many other things, including, for me, the next question today, am I also, or am I now especially, am I amidst the world I'm in, possibly my family or my own life, am I longing for God? Am I longing for Emmanuel? Am I longing for the one who promised to be here? In our Christian tradition, born of Mary, born among us, born as one of us. Isaiah talking to a king and speaking out to the world, almost in desperation, but actually in promise, says, look around you at this need. Now long for one who will come. And now there is one coming. There is one coming to you. There's a beautiful waiting for Christmas that happens, and I'm thinking of it, this being in 3 days, but I don't know when Greg might have a chance to make this available to you and I as a podcast. So we might have to wait longer than 3 days, which is just fine, because this waiting goes on for Christmas. But again, playing with words, it's more than waiting for Christmas. For me, there's this great need. Do I have a heartfelt wanting for Christmas to come, for this Savior, this Jesus, this incredible Joshua, this Yahweh, bursting in upon us, rather breaking the water of Mary and arriving in our midst as one born like us in all things but sin, who brings us light, happiness, and freedom, new peace to the world. But only if we long for it enough, and not just wait for it, but want it and begin to live it. And of course, I think the reason why we gather here like this is so that our hearts would be ready for all of that. Not separating silence out from action or contemplation from caring for others in an active way. We find a bit of a grounding here for a few minutes so that we can rise up, step up into the mystery we're reflecting on, the truth and belief that might grip us now, that might have us truly longing for God to come, not just looking for the coming days, and wanting the Savior to come, not just for ourselves, but for the world, not just waiting, but being stirred to the depths of our heart and our toes for the one who comes, doesn't go, but comes to us, hasn't left us, but will always remain. Is our peace, our power, our presence. What a phenomenal blessing we have here. It's in the best sense of the word, beyond what we often mean as belief. And so it invites us to be quiet for a while, doesn't it? To not be afraid of silence or stillness, or the simplicity of this reality. Receiving it from a God who serves us so that we would serve one another. My sisters and brothers, today among us is born Christ the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. And you could say, well, Dan, you're 3 days early. Or I could say I'm a few thousand years late. Or we could say right now, wherever we are, when we open our heart, God breaks through and breaks forth and rises up as light for this day. With my friend Greg and his family who are preparing for Christmas, I'm sure, and others too who are looking forward to it and growing in their own longings. As we wait with each other, let our wanting, longing be more than just for ourselves, and may we begin to rejoice. For God has come to us. Emmanuel, God with us. Be still, my friends, and listen. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still. Be. All the joys and the fullness of heart of a waiting spirit.